You've heard a lot more about more Pontiac to the gallon on radio and television. Well, what that means is you save money and you save gas. Listen to these numbers. 18 miles per gallon city, 22 miles highway, 398 highway miles on one tank of gasoline. You get that kind of fuel efficiency with both Grand Prix and Le Mans 5.6s with automatic transmission. They're just two from Pontiac's big selection. There are many more. Remember, these are EPA California estimates. Your mileage and range, of course, may vary depending on speed, trip length, and weather. Your LA and Orange County Pontiac dealers moving out all of his 1979, so here's your big chance to clean up. Do it now.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I
Following the funeral of Elvis's mother, the weeks remaining on his leave home passed slowly. Soon it was announced he would spend his remaining 18 months of service in Germany.
A farewell press conference was planned for the port of embarkation in New York. Later, a portion of that press conference was released by RCA.
Are there any questions?
No, ma'am. Everything was just straight down the middle. I was treated no better or any worse than any of the other boys. That's the way I wanted it, because I had to live with the other boys, you know?
Well, not by the Army. I mean by the other boys. Did the boys treat you roughly?
Oh, no, sir. Not at all. I kind of expected, because even out in civilian life, I get harassed a little bit by a few people, you know? And I was expecting them there, but when those guys looked around and they saw me pulling KP and marching with a pack on my back and everything, well, they figured, well, he's just like we are, so I got along very well with them, and they're all a good bunch of boys.
Have the other GIs a nickname they have given you?
Quite a few.
Elvis, what's your idea of the ideal girl?
Female, sir. I really don't know. I like a lot of different types. I suppose I'll know if I ever find someone that I really, you know, I'll really fall in love with.
If you found someone while you were in service that you felt you were in love with, would you get married in service?
I don't think so, sir. Because the way I look at it, if you find someone you're in love with and she's in love with you, she will understand about my career, and she will, actually, she wouldn't want to do anything to hurt it. So she wouldn't rush me.
Do you think you could ever be satisfied with a girl that was also in show business?
Well, sir, actually, I don't think that would make much difference, whether she's in show business or driving a truck.
I think a lot of young people are interested in your views on marriage.
Someone you want to get married, and then later on in your life you find out you were wrong, that actually you didn't love them, you only thought you did. And I was no different. Several times as I was growing up, I would have probably married had my mother and dad talked to me and told me, you'd better wait and find out if this is what you want. And I did, and I'm glad that I did.
When was the last time you thought you were in love?
Oh, how many times, ma'am? I don't know. I suppose the closest that I ever came to getting married was just before I started singing. In fact, my first record saved my neck.
Elvis, the readers of our magazine asked me to pass along their sympathy to you for the recent death of your mother. I wonder if you'd like to say a few words of tribute to the way she's helped you in your life.
Yes, sir, I certainly would. My mother I suppose since I was an only child, that we might have been a little closer than, I mean, everyone loves their mother. But I was an only child, and mother was always right with me all my life. And it wasn't only like losing a mother, it was like losing a friend, a companion, someone to talk to. I could wake her up any hour of the night, and if I was worried or troubled about something, she'd get up and try to help me. And I used to get very angry at her when I was growing up. It's a natural thing when a young person wants to go somewhere and or do something and your mother won't let you, you think, "Why? What's wrong with you?" But then later on in the years, you find out, you know, that she was right, that she was only doing it to protect you and keep you from getting into trouble or getting hurt. And I'm very happy that she was kind of strict on me. Very happy that it worked out the way it did.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Time has run out.
The troop ship left the harbor. Germany lay ahead. Where next in the Elvis Presley story, we discover graffiti on the Berlin walls. Elvis uber alles. Elvis overall.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be, but she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything man could want, but she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels same. I gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like
not you, Elvis, on KMPC. Now, tomorrow, since we have early afternoon baseball, which is most unusual, starting about 12:30 with Angel Hotline, we won't be doing our Elvis Hour, but we'll get back to it again on Thursday here at KMPC. Elvis, 105 to 2 every day. Wink Martindale program, 6.5 minutes before 2 o'clock at KMPC. La Clinica is serving an average of 100 patients per month, offering a range of medical and social services free of charge. If you want to be one of those 700 patients, call 266-1122. Little country pop, the Allman Brothers on KMPC. gone pop, or vice versa. Speaking of country, here's a gal that went from country to pop in one easy fell swoop. Crystal Gayle on KMPC.
Sometimes when I get in this mood and I'm needing you deep down within, just the touch of your hand and the smile on your face.
Your Kisses Will on KMPC, Crystal Gayle.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with the FCC and other authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information. This station serves the Los Angeles area. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Thank you, Bob. This is Wink Martindale, KMPC Los Angeles, 2 o'clock. Let's check in with Steve Barbin now in KMPC News, see what's going on. I guess if we wrapped up the lead story with the words mucho Mideast problems, we'd hit it right on the head,
That's
Steve.
That's about it, Winker. The Israeli UN ambassador, Bloom, told a group of American black leaders today that Israel's protest over Andrew Young's meeting with a PLO official was directed against a shift in U.S. policy, not against Young personally. Mr. Bloom also told the leaders of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference that Israel regretted their statement yesterday declaring support for the human rights of all Palestinians. The SCLC leadership said later their group supports the nation of Israel, but the human rights of all God's children, including the Palestinians. Meanwhile, some of God's children planted two bombs in an Israeli amusement park, and they blew up an hour apart in crowds of teenagers and adults. 4 persons were hospitalized. Tel Aviv authorities said it was the second Palestinian terrorist attack inside the city this month. In West Los Angeles today, Senator Alan Cranston expressed concern over President Carter's Middle East policy. Sent him a letter to that effect, calling on him to clarify his stand on our relations with the PLO.
I think the Carter administration has failed to answer legitimate questions raised by many Californians and many Americans, questions that I share, and they have, I think, a responsibility to deal directly with the situation and clear the air by answering those questions.
Cranston has every right to ask such questions. Right now, the White House itself doesn't seem to know who's handling what.
The administration's attempt to repair its Middle East policy, specifically on how to deal with the Palestinians, has resulted in a public split between the State Department and the White House on who will carry that policy out. Secretary of State Cyrus Vance told a news conference that he has been in charge of Middle East policy and remains in charge, while Ambassador Robert Strauss is in charge of the peace negotiations. At about the same time that Vance was saying that in Washington, presidential spokesman Jody Powell aboard the riverboat Delta Queen said that he was authorized to say that Vice President Walter Mondale now has overall responsibility for U.S. policy in the Middle East.
The United Auto Workers Union kicks off a campaign tomorrow to get a tough national energy policy. The UAW wants its members to stop work for 5 minutes to sign postcards headed for President Carter and Congress. Here in Los Angeles, the threat of a rapid transit strike has eased somewhat as the union leader seeks a contract extension during the bargaining, although RTD workers would still be free to strike after midnight Sunday if so ordered. California Senate Republican leader William Campbell is proposing legislation to repeal the automatic cost of living increases received yearly by California welfare recipients. The Brown administration this year okayed a hike of better than 15%. This is KMPC News.
If you see only one race this summer, it's got to be this one. The BF Goodrich Score Off-Road World Championship. All the big names in off-road racing, August 24 through 26 at Riverside. See the celebrity challenge, your favorite stars in racing cars. See the Pepsi Challenge of Champions. See the World Championship, 3 days of action brought to you by BF Goodrich and Mark C. Bloom. Goodrich, maker of all-terrain TA radials. Looks so good and handles so great. Get it on with Goodrich, number one in high-performance radials. Register now for the 1979 International Scout Giveaway and get coupons good for $2 off the 3-day general admission, plus entry to the BFG Bloom Corral and free prizes. Get coupons at any Mark C. Bloom outlet, BFG Tire Center, or IH Scout dealer. Don't miss the BFG Score Off-Road World Championship starting August 24 at Riverside, presented by BF Goodrich and Mark C. Bloom.
Listen to why C&C Cola tastes great and costs less, and you may never enjoy paying more for and again. C&C's great taste was formulated by John Ritchie, C&C's flavor expert. As a young man, he formulated Pepsi Cola. And C&C saves you money by delivering to supermarket warehouses. Because Coke and Pepsi don't, you have to pay more.
A miracle welcome, C&C, from sea to shining sea.
The Dow Jones Industrial has closed down half a point today. The volume just over 39 million shares. KMPC Sports Reports and Baseball in Chicago. The Dodgers lead the Cubs 4-2 after 7.5 innings. The Angels will have Dave Frost on the mound to face the Cleveland Indians tonight at the Big A. KMPC carries all the action starting at 7 with Angel Hotline. In pro football, in order to reduce their roster to the required 50 players, the Rams waived running backs Anthony Davis and Rod Phillips, Dwight Scales, Jackie Wallace, Dave Morton, and Bill Dunston. John Capelletti and Jeff Delaney were placed on the injured reserve. KMPC AirWatch weather forecast. We'll have hazy sunshine this afternoon and tomorrow with some late night and early morning low clouds. Highs this afternoon in the upper 70s, overnight low the mid-60s. The AQMD says the air in the San Gabriel Valley and Riverside area should be unhealthful for sensitive persons. Right now in Hollywood, it's 80 degrees. That's KMPC News. This is Steve Arvin. Once again, the Winker.
Thank you.
After long enough of being alone, everyone must face their share of loneliness. In my own time, nobody knew the pain I was going through, and waiting was all my heart could do.
Promise of morning light, filling the world surrounding me.
Sandy, as we said back home, only yesterday, as they say here. Carpenters on KMPC getting part three of our show underway, and a good afternoon to you. Wink Martindale with Larry Reed until Gary at three. It's the 21st day of August.
Harry.
Who are you?
Just an echoed voice.
Wow.
You know, McDonald's has a new game.
Oh, I know, the $200,000 gold rush.
You could win $25,000 in gold.
Gold? Who wants gold?
Okay, take it in cash if you win. There's two of these grand prizes, thousands in other gold or cash prizes, plus 2 million food prizes.
2 million? Name one.
Big Mac sandwiches or icy Coca-Cola.
What? That's two.
Anyone at least 16 can play. No purchase necessary.
Why tell me about the Gold Rush game?
My brother owns a McDonald's.
No kidding. Where?
Echo Park.
Figures.
Well, they're talking about Echo Park like it's nothing, huh? Echo Park happens to be one of my favorite spots in the world. Take that. This is Herb Alpert on KMPC. Bigger and bigger. Well, it's rising is what it is. It's called Rise. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Winker, KMPC 13 after 2. I know it's embarrassing. Get off my back, Larry. Give me some slack. Time for Cinema Score, where the people who go to the movies rate the latest film releases. Here's KMPC film critic Steve Arvin with Cinema Score coordinator Ed Mintz and today's report.
Today's Cinema Score will rate The Seduction of Joe Tynan. The movie stars Alan Alda, Barbara Harris, and Meryl Streep. And it's about the pressures on a Kennedy-like senator that forced compromises in his private and public life. Well-written and very effectively performed. Let's find out what the ticket buyers thought. Ed Mintz of CinemaScore, how many people did you poll for The Seduction of Joe Tynan?
Steve, just a little under 450 people.
Okay, and what were the questions this time?
Two main questions. Were they an Alan Alda fan? And 85% said they were, but gave the film no different grade than the others.
Hmm.
And then we asked them, was one of the reasons they came to this film was the title. And only 15%, or maybe I should say a large 15%, said yes. That amazes me that a title would draw that many people.
Well, titles, when you haven't seen the film, titles is one of the few things you can go by.
And again, no different grade than the others.
Yeah. Well, people have to understand the seduction of Joe Tynan, and the power is what seduces the politician. On the basis of the answers that you got, Ed, who was this one for?
Well, the females gave it a slightly higher grade than males, and those under 21 gave it a slightly higher grade than over 21.
Okay.
Not much of a difference.
No, not really. In my review on KMPC, I gave The Seduction of Joe Tynan an A-. It was a pretty fine film.
Fans went a little under for you. They gave it a B, and this translated that if this is the type of film that appeals to you, there's a 75% chance you'll like it, which is a pretty good chance.
Not bad. Okay, see you next time, Ed. KMPC grades all major current films playing in Southern California. Today's grades for The Seduction of Joe Tynan, the critic A-, the public B. Stay tuned for another CinemaScore feature on 710 KMPC.
Not too long ago, we were talking about people who have dropped out of the record scene, people who came up with a lot of hits, or at least one or two hits, but made a big splash at one time or other in the record business, and we talked about a couple of artists earlier and talked to them on the air. We're going to do that with another big record maker in the late 50s and early and mid-60s in just a second on KMPC. In Alhambra today, it's 80. Englewood, 75. 83 in Van Nuys. Bellflower, 79. In Garden Grove, it's 81. It's 86 in Reseda, 78 in San Diego, and 79 degrees in Hollywood at KMPC. Shaking going on as well as dancing during a certain period to the beat and sound of one Duane Eddy. In fact, his twanging guitar was the sound of early rock for many, many scores of young musicians to this day say they first started playing guitar when Duane Eddy turned them on in the late 1950s with sounds like this. Of a guy named Lee Hazelwood, a friend and longtime record producer. It's no surprise that years later, when Lee was looking for a distinctive sound to put Nancy Sinatra on the map as a singer, he used Duane's distinctive growling bass guitar sound on These Boots Are Made for Walking. Although it was Billy Strange doing the twanging on that record rather than Duane Eddy. Duane was capable of playing not only with a rock sound, twang at the time, if you will, but also, miraculously, a romantic sound of sorts, like on a very big hit.
Well, Because You're Young was the theme song from a
Dick Clark movie of the same name. And we decided to do something a little different with it. In those days, there hadn't been many records with a big orchestra, not many rock and roll records. I think Buddy Holly was the first to do it. And so we decided to approach it that way, and that's what we did. We put the big orchestra in with all the strings and everything against the rock and roll background, and that's how the record turned out.
Never able to capture the feel of that particular sound on a single again, but then that record had Dick Clark's first movie as a launching pad, and that didn't hurt. Dwayne took advantage of that twangy guitar sound of his, and you only have to look at his album titles to realize it. There was Have Twangy Guitar Will Travel, there was $1 Million Worth of Twang, $1 Million Worth of Twang Volume 2, $1 Million Worth of Twang Volume 3, Twang and the Golden Hits, Twangsville, and finally, wouldn't you know, the biggest twang of all. And then of Dwayne Eddy and the Rebels. How about now?
Well, today I'm in the process of trying to find a new deal. I've got some new ideas that I want to try, and been playing a lot lately, and want to get back into it. I've been out of it for a while, and I want to get back into recording now. And so that's about the extent of what I'm doing, talking to a few record companies, and hopefully we'll have a new album out sometime this year.
We'll be right back.
St. Eddie's 40 miles of bad roads, in part responsible for many thousands of miles on the concert trail during the early 1960s.
Take a beautiful plane to a beautiful place. Take Braniff.
Take one of Braniff's big, beautiful 747s to beautiful South America. Braniff already flies to more South American cities from more U.S. cities than any other U.S. airline. And we've just introduced big, comfortable 747s to Bogota, Santiago, and Buenos Aires. Now Braniff takes off nonstop to Bogota with the only 747s from Los Angeles. We're also on our way with the only nonstop 747s to Santiago, along with the most 747 flights to Buenos Aires. So take a big, beautiful 747 on Braniff, the number one U.S. airline to South America.
Are you going to like this? You're going to wonder how I waited so long today to play this. Charlie Rich.
Life goes on just like an everlasting song of love. Our symphony. And like our song, it's much too sad to sing when you are gone. You taught me how to laugh, forget about the past. If it doesn't last, we'll kiss goodbye. Till then, my friend, throw caution to the wind, and we'll make love until the
nice on KMPC, the sound of Charlie Rich and Life Goes On. Something new and something not so new. Made a lot of noise with this one. The most beautiful girl in the world.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done.
stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Two by Chaz ain't gonna hurt nobody, is it, huh?
No, no way.
Something new and something old. Life goes on and the most beautiful girl. KMPC time with a Winker, 2:30. Time for Save-On's three great radio bargains. Good now through Wednesday at Save-On drugstores. 55 cents for the big roll of thirsty spill-made paper towels. And here's a back-to-school special. Gillette's new Supermax Pro 1400-watt hair dryer for $18.88. It's compact, it's powerful, and that price is powerful savings today at Save-On. And Upjohn's Unicap M Vitamins, the special offer 120 tablet packs, only $2.99. That's nearly half regular low price today at Save-On, your good health store. Open tonight till 9:30.
Save-On, Save-On. Great radio bargains every day. Saving money in every way with Save-On drugstores. Save-On drugstores.
Shop these bargains. Spill-made paper towels for 55 cents a roll. Supermax Pro 1400-watt hair dryer for $18.88. And Unicap M Vitamins, 120 tablets, $2.99. At Save-On, a great place to shop. The KMPC AirWatch weather pictures have some sazy sunshine this afternoon and tomorrow with some late night, early morning low clouds. The highs today in the upper 70s and overnight low in the mid-60s. The AQMD says the air in the San Gabriel and Riverside areas is not even fit to breathe, so don't. 79 degrees in Hollywood. No, they really do. It's unhelpful for sensitive persons is the way it reads. When your L.A. and Orange County Pontiac dealer says clean them up and move them out, he's setting off a whopping big clearance sale of all of his 79 Pontiacs. He's got to get rid of them before the 80s arrive. One extra special Pontiac, the brawny 79 Trans Am, makes its exit as the last of its breed. This is your last chance to get a Trans Am with this much power under the hood. So by now, delivery will be immediate. You've heard a lot about more Pontiac to the gallon. What it means is you save money and you save gas. Listen to some of these numbers. 18 miles per gallon city, 22 miles highway, 398 highway miles on one tank of gas. Now you get that kind of fuel efficiency with both the Grand Prix and the Le Mans 5.6s with automatic transmission. They're just a couple from Pontiac's big selection. Remember, these are EPA California estimates, and of course your mileage and your range may vary depending on speed, trip length, and weather. Your LA and Orange County Pontiac dealers moving out all of his 79s and getting ready for the 80s. Here's your big chance to clean up, but you gotta do it now.
Sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me, you gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the on my own again. You put me high.
Murray on KMPC, and you needed me. In that pretty, I always enjoy listening to it. I guess I've heard it 10 dozen times, 23 and a half minutes before 3 o'clock. I am looking forward to our weekend at Tahoe Donner. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I heard Jeff talking this morning about it. We're going to have a tennis exhibition, of course. I'm going to play Jeff. I've always wanted to play Jeff and put him away. Of course, he's been playing tennis for, oh gosh, how long now? About 10 years, 12 years, something like that. And I've always heard him get on the air and extol the virtues of his great tennis game and how good he is and how he puts this celebrity and that celebrity away. And then I saw him play on television one day, and that sort of put away any fears that I ever had of, you know, doing an exhibition with Jeff or just getting out on a tennis court and playing him. But he never saw fit to invite me to his home to play on his own tennis court. So I decided that this time, when we do really have a chance to play, I'm not going to have any degree of sorrow for him at all. I will put him away in a hurry, probably in 3 sets, no big deal. What he is doing, though, he is putting together some sort of a tournament with the people who have won in our contest to go to Tahoe Donner, which does sound like a lot of fun after our exhibition is over and after he has been put in his proper place on the tennis court by the Winker. Then we are going to have a doubles tournament, and it was kind of fun. What he described to me the other day. What we're going to do is all of the people who want to play tennis, who have won trips to Tahoe Donner in our contest, round trip, flight on PSA, anytime anybody makes a mistake, you know, double fault or anything like that, they're going to have to drop out, and then another person will come in, and we'll just do sort of a round robin thing. And the only thing about it is, I said, Jeff, what about if you double fault? He said, oh, that has nothing to do with it. No problem there. I just keep playing. It's just the underlings. He's really fair, that Jeff. I got to talk to him. Here's Charlie Daniels.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're awesome up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. The devil opened up up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Pound the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, if you don't fight, no child knows. Devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been. He played pound about rumble drum. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan picking out dough.
Daniels' band, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, from KMPC.
Do you know what the universal business tool sounds like? No, it's not the cash register. You don't find many of them in offices. And it's not the typewriter. You don't find many of them in stores. Now that's the universal business tool. You'll find it everywhere. The right telephone system is the key to an efficient and economical business, whether it's a store, a small office, or a large factory. And like any important business tool, your telephone system should be designed to fit your exact needs. That's where your General Telephone Communications Consultants come in. They'll make a free survey of your business needs. Possibly they'll show you how to save money, and maybe even how to make money. And best of all, you won't be charged a thing for their services. Make a date today with your General Telephone Communications Consultant to discuss how you can improve the use of your telephone as a business tool.
We keep you talking, we're General Telephone.
Temperatures around the Southland today are 80 in Alhambra, Inglewood 75, in Van Nuys 83, in Bellflower 79 degrees, 81 in Garden Grove, 86 in Reseda, and hello San Diego, 78, 79 in Hollywood. Will anybody make it 80? We'll find out shortly, right here on your favorite station. Hazy sunshine this afternoon and tomorrow. Here's a special message to meeting planners. Are you looking for the perfect location for an extended away from the office sales or executive meeting? Would it be unpatriotic in these days of energy shortages to suggest an elegant English hotel? Not if it's the Cockatoo Inn. Though very European in atmosphere, it's right here in Hawthorne, minutes from the Forum, Hollywood Park in LAX. With 212 tastefully appointed and air-conditioned rooms, the Cockatoo Inn welcomes meetings and banquets for from 10 to $1,000 people, and their experienced staff will help you with all the details. During meeting breaks, enjoy the beautiful pool and sun deck, magnificent old English restaurant, and nightly entertainment and dancing in the lounge. Be patriotic. Save energy. The country's and yours. Hold your next out-of-town conference in town at the Cockatoo Inn. For information, call 679-2291 and ask for Lady Pamela. But not during the afternoon tea, if you please. They're very British. 679-2291. The Cockatoo Inn. Again, 679-2291. Jesse Belvin is a singer that I always liked. I had the pleasure of meeting him before he died. And he made a lot of good records. Only one was going to make it real big for him, and it happened just at the height of its popularity that he lost his life. Jesse Belvin was one of the first of the true soul singers, as we know the definition of soul today. And 19 years after his tragic death in an automobile accident, he still ranks as one of the very best soul singers. Johnny Ace, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding were his only equals as artists in his day, and it's sobering and perhaps chilling to reflect that all four men met violent ends. Johnny Ace, Belvin's only rival as a black balladeer during the early 1950s, perished in a game of Russian roulette. Sam Cooke was shot in a motel incident. 7 years after Jesse Belvin's death, Otis Redding was lost in a plane crash, and all four of these people left substantial recorded legacies and profoundly affected the course of popular music. But so far, Jesse Belvin has been the least known of them all. Johnny Ace went on to become a legend, though more for his bizarre end than for his music. Sam Cooke's hits have been frequently reissued by other artists, and they've been kept alive through the efforts of Aretha Franklin and a lot of artists who continue to record the Sam Cooke songs. But Jesse Belvin has not been particularly well reserved by reissues on singles and albums. His Goodnight, My Love, Funny, and this song, Guess Who, are three of the most popular singles recorded by a black vocalist in the 50s.
Someone really loves you. Guess who? Guess who? Someone really cares. Guess who?
Guess who?
Jesse Belvin on KMPC, and Guess Who from 1959.